Okay, so it has been a while since we did LA Shore. Sorry about that. But let's get back into it. So we're in the middle of the 12th paragraph. We're still on page Nun Aleph at the bottom after the three diamonds there. And he says, what did he say until now? So until now, he was saying how a person has to recognize Torah and mitzvot as life, just and that's what gives him life. And just like a person would never take his physical needs as just doing them by rote, right? We do our physical needs, we take interest in them, we eat food that we particularly like, we prepare it in a way that's going to be most appetizing to us, et cetera, with all of our physical needs that we do. So too also, Torah and mitzvot should be in that vein. It should be in a way, in other words, if we do it just by rote, we've lost the life. We've lost the point of we've lost the Torah's chaim aspect of our life. Okay, and then there's some kind of a rot that's settling in there. So he says now as follows: Kisha Adam, when you ask a person, Lama Shomer Torah mitzvot, why do you keep Torah? Why do you keep Torah? And he answers, that that's how he was raised. What's a parable to explain this kind of an answer? Where we ask a guy, why do you eat and drink with gusto? And he answers, because this is what he's used to doing when he's a youth. From when he was young. Because of that's why you eat now? You're eating now because you were used to eating when you were younger? Is that why you're eating now? Sheker v'kezav. That's just a straight out lie. You're eating because the food is tasty. Right? You're drinking because you're thirsty, and the water slates that thirst. It's like a joke. Why do you eat and drink? Oh, it's because that's how I was raised. That's how I'm used to. What? No, you're eating because you enjoy the food, and you're drinking because you're thirsty. It's simple. Bevadai, for sure. Achanuch natan lecha hargasha. For sure, the chinuch in your father's house gave you the feeling, the natural feeling, and the simple feeling that a life of Torah is a true life. That's true. That you were able to imbibe, like he also had mentioned earlier, that the person who's raised in a frum home gets that feeling. He understands the natural, simple feeling that this is proper life. Aval, however. But if you don't find another reason for keeping Torah and mitzvot except for this, because that's just what you're used to, then you're missing the deciding factor. That the Torah is mamish, even though it's true that Torah by you is mamish, the Torah's chaim. You're still lacking your own inner necessity to be keeping mitzvahs. Again, in other words, even if you answer, like the guy who answered by the food, right? Why do you eat and drink? Because that's what I'm used to from my father's house, and I recognize that this is the way to stay alive, right? So you say to that person, he's a liar. That can't possibly be the reason why you're eating. You're not eating food now because of that. You might eat certain foods because of that, but you're not eating because of that. You're eating because you enjoy the food, right? So true, right? It is true that you've understood from your father's house that eating is a necessity and you must eat in order to live. That is true, but that's not the primary reason why you're eating right now. The primary reason why you're eating right now is because you found your own flavor that you enjoy eating, and that's what you're doing. So too also with Torah and mitzvahs, right? Even if you were raised in a frum home, like you talked about in the first couple of paragraphs, and you therefore imbibed the simple and clear truth that a Torah lifestyle is the real way of living, Still, though, if that's what your response is when somebody asks you why you keep talking about mitzvos, then you're like the guy who's talking about the food and eating now because of that's the way he lives. You're lacking the taste. You need to have your own flavor. You need to have your own inner conviction and inner motivation as to doing the mitzvos. What is this inner necessity that you need to have your own independent necessity of doing mitzvos? Hayidia, it is the knowledge. Ki ani muchrach umetzuveh lekayem hametzos. It's the knowledge that I am forced and commanded to be mekayem mitzvos. I feel in morai logid loti l'Torah, even if my parents did not raise me to Torah. Hayiti mechuyav lekayem mitzvos. I still would be obligated to the mitzvos. Vafilo im ba'atzmi. And even if in myself I don't have a feeling of the pleasantness of Torah, I still would have been obligated to mekayim the Torah. You have to have your own inner conviction that Torah is something that I must do. I am commanded to do it. It's not something that I'm doing just because it's pleasant. It's not something that I'm doing because that's what I'm used to. I'm doing it because I have my own inner conviction. I am convinced my own self in my own inner world that this is what I must do because I am commanded to do it. I have to do it. I have to. Let's continue a little more. In our day and age, we call somebody who's Mekayim Mitzvos, we call him Dati. Which translates literally as religious. But we'll see. Nitbonana, let us now contemplate this term. Mahu dati o datiyot. What is a person who is religious or religion? Dat, what is it? Ba'atzem, in essence, harei ze koach mikochot ha'nefesh. Dat, this is a fascinating piece. Dat, religion. I'm going to translate it as religion, but you know what? I'm not going to translate it anymore. We're going to leave it as dat, okay? But just in modern Hebrew, that translates to religious, just to understand. But we're going to use dots now, okay? Okay, so in essence, dat is a power. It's one of the kochos, one of the powers that the soul has. It's a zika le'elyon ha'elyonim, a connection to a higher being, hamekanenet, that resides belev kol echad adam bari, that resides in the heart of every healthy person. Every healthy person has a power inside of him. He's calling it a power, a force inside of him, which makes him cling to a higher being. Yechol adam letapeach zikazu. A person has the ability to tend to this power, to this connection, meaning to foster it or whatever. Then he asks himself, how will I get closer to this supreme being? How will I be able to express my hakaras hatov to him? And that will bring him to avodas Hashem. Right? A person has an inner connection, a koach that makes him connected to God. And if he fosters that koach, namely by asking himself how he can get closer to Hashem or how he can express his thanks to Hashem, so then that will bring him naturally to Avodas Hashem. That's if he pays attention to this koach. But yachol adam lazniach zikazu, but he can also neglect this connection, this requirement that he has, and to ignore it. As he mitgalgelet v'olechet me'inyan. And then this koach of his nefesh will go from one thing to the other. Umit labeshet, because it's a power in your soul, right? It's something that your soul has in it. So it's not just going to disappear. It's going to find outlet somewhere else, as he explains. Midlabeshet be shifa mor pellet litached imateva. It's gonna enclothe itself, this desire to connect to a supreme being, which is what he's describing as Das. That desire to connect to a supreme being is going to come in and it's going to enclothe itself. It's going to dress up with the aspiration, the murky aspiration to become one with nature, like we've seen people do. Oh, ima chevra enoshit, or to be one with the social group, right? The mankind, to be part of, to be more connected to mankind with like a capital M. Oh, he bocheret be'eza erech me'archei olam, or it chooses some other value of the values of the world. And it sets it up as the supreme value. I mean, this is a fascinating idea, right? Here, he gives examples. It could be a very, you know, high and worthy value. Like freedom, or moledes, or nationalism. Shivyon, equality, tzedek, righteousness, justice, more, right? In other words, you have a desire to connect every person. It sounds like he's saying every person, not just Jews. Every person has in his soul a desire, a need to connect to a higher being. When you don't foster it and look at the creator as that higher being and try to figure out how to connect to him, you find other outlets for it. And those other outlets enclose themselves, they dress up in these ideas, in these, like I had a brother once said, in all the isms that exist. All the isms, Zionism, nationalism, all the isms, right? That people, you know, very much like gravitate towards them and then become really involved with them. Naturalism, who knows what else, right? All these things, and he says some of them could be very good values. They could be good values. But even if they are, gam ze eino ela tachlif le'erech elyon amiti. All of these other things, even if they are good, they're still only a substitution for the true kel elyon, for the true supreme being. Ein ker kicho Hashem elakeinu. Right, there is no value like Hashem in this world. There is no value. Shehu hino olam ha'erachim. He is the world of values. All values that are anything come from that. So let's just say what he's saying right now. What he said now is that we all have this power or need in our souls to connect to supreme being, and we can channel that into service of Hashem by recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us and we have a Karas HaTov towards him, etc. Or we can neglect it and not search out the real connection that really what it means. And instead, it's going to come out in other ways. How other ways? Because we have a need to have this connection to this higher ideal, this higher being. So we're going to set ourselves up with this other ideal, this other thing. the starving babies in Africa, right? Whatever it is, this higher, you know, something higher than myself. It's not me in my own petty world, right? Every person needs to feel that they're important and that they're connected to something larger than themselves. That's essentially what this idea is, right? You have a need to feel connected and be part of something larger than yourself. That really is supposed to translate into service of Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what it can happen is that it's instead translated into connecting to some other thing that's larger than myself. Like, again, like the starving people in Africa, could be a very good thing. It could be a very good thing. Like the civil rights movement, it could be very good. All these things could be great and they could be amazing, but they are at the end of the day just a substitute for the real connection to the higher and supreme being, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkayach, everybody. Hopefully later I'll be able to do a parsha here. And okay, Slacha.